B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Lisa?
Yeah?
Talk to us. How can we help you?
Hey, guys. I'm so excited to talk to you. So I met the guy of my dreams, and he's awesome. He's literally, like, the dreams I've had. And I showed him an apartment. I'm a real estate agent, you know? Mm-hmm. So I... I'm sorry?
No, we're listening.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I met him, showed him an apartment, and I know he loves the apartment. He's going to get it. And he's like everything I've ever dreamt of, you know? His hair parts to the left side, and he's got the light brown eyes. He's literally like the dream I've had. You know when they say you've had a dream three times and it comes true? Mm-hmm. Well, I dreamt about this guy three times.
Slow down. Did you just say that his hair parts to the left side?
Yeah, just like in my dreams, you know?
So, okay.
Wow.
This should be good.
Yeah, you're a big... You base a lot of your stuff on your dreams and everything, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. It's just because I've had this dream three times.
Okay, so how did the actual date go, though? Was it good?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was so good. It was like sparks and, you know, he's just everything I've ever wanted. And not that it's a big deal, but he makes good money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
it helps.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so why do you think he might not be into you, Lisa?
Oh, he is into me. He has to be.
Okay. we'll give him a call then.
Yeah, totally.
All right, hang on. Second date update on 10.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just met Lisa. She sounds like a delightful girl. And according to her, Steve is her soulmate. Am I lying when I say that, Lisa? He's the one for you, right?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
All the way. Everything.
He checks off all the boxes. And one of the big things is that she was told by one of her friends, if you dream about something three times and then it comes to fruition, then it's meant to be.
Never heard that before. Yeah.
She dreamt about Steve three times to the point where she even dreamt about how his hair should be, and he had the same exact hairstyle in the dream as he did in real life. I don't understand why he's not calling you back. So we're going to try and call him right now and see if he'll go on another date with you.
Hello?
Hi, is this Steve?
Yeah, who's this?
Okay, so Steve, this is going to sound weird, but it's all a good thing. We're calling you from a radio station. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And if you just give me not even a minute, 30 seconds, I can explain why we're calling. And again, it's a good thing.
Okay, would I, like, win something or what?
I mean, yes, basically you did. So we got your number from a girl who would love to take you out on a date. Okay, you know who she is. I'm going to tell you who she is, but first let me tell you what we have to offer you. We have your opportunity to go on a date with her on us. So basically, you tell us what you want to do for the date, where you'd like to go, when you'd like to go, all that stuff. We'll pay for it. We'll reserve everything. We'll set it all up. You show up. This girl will show up. And you guys just see if you hit it off and see if sparks fly.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to stop right there. Look, dude, I'm married. I don't need any dates.
What?
I don't need any. Look, you want to give us a free meal? We'll take it. But I mean, yeah.
Hold on.
Are you just saying that like, you know, someone who wants to, you know, get a telemarketer off the phone? Like, are you lying or are you really married?
You're married?
No, I'm not. No, there ain't no lie about it. I am happy married. Like, who is contacting you here?
What? Okay, well, let me just... Like, I just want to make sure your number. Your number is 617-92.
Yeah, look, are you... you're saying some girl contacted you with my information? Who the... Yo, is this that girl, that, like, real estate girl?
The real estate girl?
Is this... is her name?
Lisa.
No, get the... No, absolutely not. Out of here with that. No, look, dude, I'm all set. This girl is tapped out of her mind, bro. Like, she... Look, she showed me an apartment.
She showed you an apartment, yeah.
Yes, she showed me an apartment. She's a real estate agent. I was just looking to get a showing of an apartment that I'm looking at for my wife and family.
Mm-hmm.
And
stop.
I don't know what the f- she mistook this on, but she has been texting me like all the time now.
Wait.
This can't be right.
I'm just going to stop right there. Steve, I'm sorry. Lisa's on the phone, I believe, still. Lisa, are you there?
What the f***?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Lisa, when you went out with Steve, was it when you showed him the apartment, or did you go out with him another time?
No, I showed him the apartment. That was what we did.
Wait a minute. So there wasn't an actual date?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Because I showed him the apartment.
Okay.
That's it.
This is like some stalker stuff.
So you were showing him an apartment that he made an appointment to look at?
Yeah.
That's not a f- date. That's your job.
Wow. What is going on?
Look here. I've had to block this girl's number because she's been texting and trying to call me so much.
Listen, Steve, I know you felt it. I saw it in your eyes.
When the f*** was I supposed to feel anything? Like, in between talking about crown molding in the f*** dining room? Or in between
the bathroom and the broken door on the hinge? I saw that you liked the dining room. You loved it. We even talked about dinner there.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, dinner with my family.
I have a question.
Oh, my God.
Lisa, did you know he was married?
Yes, but it doesn't matter because he's going to be my man.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. Look.
Steve, I've dreamt about you. You're
No, all right. Look, I'm good, y'all.
Yo, this is starting to sound really creepy.
Steve.
Romero, don't even ask. You can't even ask.
So, Steve, are you thinking about buying the apartment or?
Jesus.
Get out of here. You're out of your mind now, bro. I'm not. No.
All right.
Move out of the damn city with this girl.
Lisa, unfortunately, Steve said that he's gonna. Thank you very much. He's flattered.
No, I'm not flattered. I do not ever want to hear or see this girl. Don't you say that. Don't give her hope.
Okay. He said no, Lisa. We're sorry.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10s.
Right, tomorrow's going to be one of those second date updates that you're talking about because, spoiler alert, when we call the person, someone else answers the phone. That's all you're getting. You're going to have to listen tomorrow morning at 7:10 to laugh your ass off at somebody else's expense. Tomorrow for the second date update on the 10s. All right, with the get up. Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, and you having fun. Hot 969, baby.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.